Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 31. 再次救赎启恩第二部分第31讲, Union with Christ, 与基督的联合. There is another phase of the subject of union with Christ that must not be omitted. 与基督联合这个题目还有另外一个层面不可以漏掉的. If it were overlooked, 假如我们忽略这个层面, there would be a serious defect in our understanding and appreciation of the implications of this union. 那么我们对这个与基督的联合的含义的理解和体会呢，就会有一个严重的缺陷. These are the implications which arise from the relations of Christ to the other persons of the Trinity, and from our relations to the other persons of the Trinity by reason of our union with Christ. 这些的含义呢，是来自主耶稣基督和三位一体其他两个位格之间的关系，和因为我们与基督的联合，我们与三位一体另两个位格的关系. Jesus himself said, I and the Father are one. 主耶稣他自己 在约翰福音第10章第31节，声称他与父是本为一的。约翰福音第10章第30节，我与父原为一。 John 10:30. We should expect, therefore, that union with Christ would bring us into similar relation with the Father. 因此我们预期呢，我们与基督联合会导致 我们与父上帝有类似的关系. This is exactly what our Lord himself tells us. 这个恰恰就是主耶稣所告诉我们的. John 14:23, 约翰福音14章第23节, 我们就不读英文了。耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。 我父也必爱他, 并且我们要到他那里去, 与他同住。 John 14:23. The thought is overwhelming. 这个是令人震撼的一个概念, but it is unmistakable. 可是这个是清楚明了毫无含糊的. But it is unmistakable. 可是这个是清楚毫不含糊的. The Father as well as Christ comes and makes his abode with the believer. 父神和基督都来,都住在信徒里面. Perhaps even more striking is another word of Jesus. 可能耶稣讲的另外一句话呢, 是更加的令人诧异. John 17:20-23, 约翰福音第17章20到23节. We will omit the English, 我们不读英文了. 我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。 我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样. And not only is it the Father who is united with believers and dwells in them, 不仅仅是父神与信徒们联合，住在他们里面. Jesus tells us likewise of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 主耶稣也告诉我们圣灵的内住. John 14:16-17, 约翰福音第14章16和17节, 我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师, 叫他永远与你们同在, 就是真理的圣灵, 乃世人不能接受的, 因为不见他也不认识他, 你们却认识他, 因他常与你们同在, 也要在你们里面. It is union, therefore, with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. that union with Christ draws along with it. 因此呢，与基督联合所带来的乃是与圣父联合，与圣子联合，和与圣灵联合。It is this testimony of Jesus himself that the apostles reiterate when John says, "And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John 1:3. 使徒们就是重复这一点啊，重复这个主耶稣基督自己的见证。当约翰在约翰一书第一章第三节这样说，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。 And Paul in Romans 8:9， 另外就是保罗在罗马书第八章第九节所讲的， If any man does not have the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. 如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。 It is too confined and therefore a distorted conception of union with Christ that we entertain if it is Christ alone that we think of as sustaining such intimacy or relation to the people of God. 假如我们只认为唯有耶稣基督才维持一个亲密的关系，就是与上帝的子民维持一个亲密的关系，那么呢，我们对与基督联合的概念啊是曲解的，我们的理解也是太过的狭窄了。Here indeed is mysticism on the highest plane. 这里是最高层次的神秘。It is not the mysticism of vague, unintelligible feeling or rapture. 这里的神秘不是一种含糊的、理性不能理解的一种的感觉，或者一种的巅峰的经验。It is the mysticism of communion with the one true and living God. 这里的神秘乃是与唯一真神、永活的真神的交通。And it is communion with the one true and living God because, and only because, it is communion with the three distinct persons of the Godhead in a strict particularity which belongs to each person in that grand economy of saving relationship to us. 这个是与永活唯独的真神的交通，因为唯独因为这个交通呢，是与三位一体神格里每一个位格的交通，就是说每一个位格有它的独特性，因此我们与每一个位格的交通也是独特的。每一个位格，每一个独特的位格，在整个上帝救赎计划里面与我们的救赎的关系都有它的独特性，因此我们与每一个位格的关系都有它的独特性。 Believers know the Father and have fellowship with Him. 信徒们认识父上帝，与他交通， in His own distinguishing character and operation as the Father. 我们与圣父交通，是他身为父，有他独特的性格，有他独特的作为，我们是与这位独特的父交通的。 They know the Son and have fellowship with Him. 信徒们认识圣子，与圣子交通， in His own distinguishing character and operation as the Son, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Exalted Lord. 信徒们与圣子有交通，他圣子是身为圣子，有他独特的性格和大能的工作，他是圣子，他是救主，他是救赎者，他是被高举的主宰。 They know and have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. 信徒们认识圣灵，与圣灵有交通， in his own distinguishing character and operation as a spirit, the advocate, the comforter, the sanctifier. 圣灵有他独特的性格和工作，他是灵，他是保惠师， 是安慰师，是使我们成圣的那一位。It is not the blurred confusion of rapturous ecstasy. 我们与神的交通不是一种的含糊的、混乱的，但是又是极度的巅峰的欢喜快乐的状态，不是的。It is faith solidly grounded. It is faith solidly founded on the revelation deposited for us in the Scripture.这个的交通是信心，这个信心呢是扎实的建立在圣经存留给我们的启示的根基上。 And it is faith actively receiving that revelation by the inward witness of the Holy Spirit. 这个信心呢是积极的领受上帝的启示的，都是因为圣灵的内在的见证，信心主动的领受圣经所传留给我们 的启示。 But it is also faith that stirs the deepest springs of emotion in the raptures of holy love and joy. 可是这个信心呢，同时也是在我们心灵情操的深处搅动了我们的圣洁的爱和喜乐的欢悦的。 Believers enter into the holy of holiesOf communion with the triune God. 圣徒进入到与三一真神的交通的至圣所里， and they do so because they have been raised up together and made to sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. 他们与三一真神交通都是因为他们已经与基督一同复活，坐在天上，与基督耶稣一同坐在天上。Ephesians 2:6, 以弗所书第二章第六节，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。Ephesians 2:6, their life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3, 信徒们的生命都是在神里面。隐藏在基督里的。哥罗西书第三章第三节，你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在上帝里面。 They draw nigh in full assurance of faith. 他们有信心充分的确据亲近上帝。 Having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, 他们的心已经从一个败坏的良心被洒干净了。 And their bodies washed with pure water, 他们的身体也用纯洁的水也洗干净。 Because Christ is not entered into holy places made with hands, 因为基督并不是进入到人手所做的圣所。 But into heaven itself, 基督乃是进入到天堂本身。 Now to appear in the presence of God for them. 今天基督在上帝面前为信徒们站在上帝的面前。 Hebrews 9:24, 希伯来书第九章第二十四节，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在上帝面前。 End of chapter 9. Chapter 10, Glorification. 第十章的荣耀。 The final chapter of this book. 本书最后的一章。 Glorification is the final phase of the application of redemption. 的荣耀乃是救赎的施行的最后一个的层面或者阶段。It is that which brings to completion the process which begins in effectual calling. 整个在有效的恩召开始的过程呢，现在以的荣耀结束。Indeed, it is the completion of the whole process of redemption. 是的，的荣耀呢是整个救赎的过程的结束。For glorification means attainment of the goal to which the elect of God were predestinated in the eternal purpose of the Father. 因为的荣耀的意思就是说， 父神在他永恒的旨意里面预定了他的选民，这个预定要达到的目标呢，现在达到了。 And it involves the consummation of the redemption secured and procured by the vicarious work of Christ. 这荣耀呢，也就是因为这荣耀呢，也是基督代罪的大功，这个的救赎呢结束了，这个救赎呢是由基督得到，由基督保证的，现在完成了。 But when does glorification take place? 可是这荣耀会在什么时候发生呢？ It is here that we need to appreciate what glorification really is and how it is to be realized. 这里我们必须要体会到究竟这荣耀是什么，而且是在怎么样的情况之下实现的。 Glorification does not refer to the blessedness upon which the spirits of believers enter at death. 这荣耀的意思呢，不是指信徒们的灵魂死的时候进入到那种的蒙福的状态。 It is true that then the saints, as respects their disembodied spirits, are made perfect in holiness.And pass immediately into the presence of the Lord Christ. 没有错，在死的时候，圣徒们从他们的没有了身体的灵魂的角度来看，他们已经在圣洁里达到完全，他们直接的就进入到主耶稣基督的面前了。To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 从这个身体，这个生命离开，就是与主同在。 Refer to 2 Corinthians 5:8, 哥林多后书第五章第八节，我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。 Presence with Christ in his state of glory cannot consist with any of the defilements of sin. 与基督一同在他的荣耀的状态中同住，不可能与任何罪的玷污是同时存在，这两者是不一致的。 The spirits of departed saints are the spirits of just men made perfect. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 23. 这些已经死了的圣徒们，他们的灵魂是什么呢？希伯来书第十二章二十三节告诉我们，是被成全的义人的灵魂的。希伯来书十二章二十三。The short catechism sums up the truth when it says, 小要理问答这样总结这个的真理。The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness and do immediately. The souls of believers are at their death made perfect in holiness.And do immediately pass into glory. And their bodies, being still united to Christ, do rest in their graves till the resurrection. 小要理问答说，信徒们的灵魂，当他们死的时候，就在圣洁中达到完全了。他们马上进入到荣耀中。他们的身体仍然是与基督联合的，在坟墓中安息，直到复活的日子。Yet, however glorious is the transformation of the people of God at death, 可是上帝的子民在死的时候有怎么样荣耀的一种的改变。 And however much they may be disposed to say with the apostle that to depart and to be with Christ is far better, 无论他们怎么感觉到好像保罗一样能够离开身体与主同住呢，是好的无比。Refer to Philippians 1:23, 参考腓立比书第一章第二十三节。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。Philippians 1:23, 不论我们多么的喜欢与主同住。 This is not their glorification, 这个不是信徒们的圣徒们的荣耀。It is not the goal of the believer's hope and expectation. 这个不是信徒们的预期和盼望的目标。 The redemption which Christ has secured for his people is redemption not only from sin.
基督为他的子民所保证的救赎不仅仅是从罪被救赎出来
but from all its consequences.
乃是也是从罪所有的后果被救赎出来
Death is the wages of sin.
死亡是罪的工价
And the death of believers does not deliver them from death.
而信徒们的死亡并没有救他们脱离死亡的
The last enemy, death, has not yet been destroyed.
最后的仇敌死还没有被完全的灭绝
It has not yet been swallowed up in victory.
最后、的得胜就是死的吞灭还没有发生
Hence, glorification has in view the destruction of death itself.
因此的荣耀所考虑到的所看到的就是死亡本身的消灭我们下一讲继续
We'll continue、in our next session with the fact that glorification is the death of death, destruction of death.
我们下一讲就会讲的荣耀就是死亡本身完全、被打败完全灭绝